The 121st episode of the Hondo Handies podcast is brought to you by Buxy Salty Dog and Dry Dock 28. Buxy has been located on the beach for over 25 years and Dry Dock 28 for only 7 years. Two destinations in one. A great place to catch all your sports action, NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, with over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. Great menus serving pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and award-winning cheesesteak. Soon to be open 7 days a week, but for now, Wednesday through Sunday. Bracket busting specials for all NCAA games, a great place to host your event with in-house catering and off-location catering. Call 410-289-0973 or find them on the web at busses.com. My guest today is Bubba Almaty, an elite bodyguard against bullying and and soon to be an author. How you doing today, Bubba?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast, and I'm doing well. Thank you. How you doing, Hondo?
Oh, great. Bubba, you know, I've had you on here before, so what have you been up to?
Yeah, of course, and, you know, I'm glad you asked. So, you know, recently I've been, working on a memoir book about, you know, my life journey as well as my career as a bodyguard, you know, and just going to be taking people through, you know, some of my childhood struggles, you know, like, for example, not having a father figure in my life. And, you know, also as a teenager, I had a very serious lengthy battle with Lyme disease complications. And, you know, I had level 4 out of 5 Lyme disease. You know, I had took the doctors, you know, quite a while to test for it and then, you know, get my results back and everything. It showed level 4 out of 5 and I had to be on antibiotics for, you know, multiple months to be, you know, treated. And, you know, I was essentially bedridden, you know, with sleep, you know, for the most part of my day. And, you know, just was, you know, an out of this world experience that I was going through. You know, so going to share that with them and going to also share, you know, the 13 years going on that I've been doing security, you know, talking about my stories, you know, how I got around certain people, how certain opportunities came about, what the experience was like, what goes into keeping people safe, and, you know, many more great things.
Well, I know you had a lot to overcome, and once you did and you decided to take your life towards helping others, and bodyguarding has been at the top of your list. But now you're writing. What's the name of this book that you're, a memoir that you're working on?
Yeah, so at this time, the title was going to be Heart of a Protector, Bubba Almaty's memoir, Navigating Life's Battlegrounds with Faith and Fortitude. So that's going to be the title at this time. Yeah, so it's, you know, definitely a powerful title, you know, Heart of a Protector. And, you know, I'm, you know, definitely looking forward to, you know, having everybody read this. And, you know, it's not every day that, you know, bodyguards are able to express things, you know, whether there's, you know, non-disclosure agreements and things of that nature, you know, something that, you know, respectfully and, you know, going on 13 years of doing this, you know, I've never, you know, never been able, I've never, you know, had to sign one of those, I should say. And, you know, so it gives me the freedom to express and to share stories and, you know, obviously without, you know, without compromising a relationship or divulging, you know, too much entirely sensitive information. But, you know, so that's what I really look forward to, because I think a lot of people are intrigued about, you know, the celebrities and the lifestyle, what goes into, you know, ultimately keeping these people safe, you know, and the behind the scenes layering of things and, you know, just taking them through a day in the life, you know.
Well, I know you've met a lot of celebrities, and I guess that's how you came up with the name of the book, Heart of a Protector.
Yes. And, you know, just showing people, you know, like, you know, heart, like, you know, being, you know, I'm known for having a big heart, you know, helping youth, you know, for my humanitarian work, philanthropy, you know, volunteerism, and things of that nature. And also, you know, I'm known for being a protector, you know, so that's where, I just felt like that was a good title that I felt would stick and kind of resonate with people. And, you know.
I know you talk a lot about faith. And I guess probably at the same time you talk about the times you help all the youth, especially in the local communities and in the surrounding areas.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, faith, I talk about faith a lot because, you know, faith is always first in my life, you know, God and my faith and, you know, my prayers. And, you know, it was something that, you know, I was really blessed, you know, and I'll share this story, of course, deeper in my book. But, you know, like, as, you know, later in my, you know, years of bodyguarding, I would, you know, connect and meet with Muhammad Ali's former wife and the mother of his four children, Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali. And, you know, something that I, you know, picked up from her very vividly was that, you know, of how devout in her faith she was. You know, we would go to, you know, the masjid or the mosque to pray, you know, and she just was, you know, praying five times daily, no matter what, like, no matter how busy her day was, no matter what she was doing, no matter if she was driving, no matter, you know, if she's at the house, if she's out doing something, you know, like, you know, and that's something that, you know, it inspired me to go even deeper into my faith and prayer life. And, you know, I would always ask her questions, you know, like, you know, because, you know, it's great to be around these people, but, you know, I want the knowledge, and, you know, the wisdom that in the experiences that, you know, if it could be shared to me, you know, that's how I could help others. And that's how, you know, I can inspire myself in the journey. And, you know, I would just always say, you know, like, how did Muhammad Ali become the greatest of all time? And, you know, how is your family so respected? Like, you know, how did it become like the greatest? And, you know, all of these things. And, you know, she would say, like, you know, if you know God is the greatest, you know, you can become the greatest of all time at anything you want to do in life, as long as you understand that, you know, he is the supreme, he is the superior. And she just said, you know, pray every day, you know, be kind always and pray every day. And, you know, that's something that just always stuck with me, you know. And, you know, no matter what, even as a bodyguard, you know, I just, you know, people would always tell me, they're like, you know, they were just impressed with me as a person, you know. And when, you know, people can compliment you as a bodyguard, that's great. But, you know, even more so when they can talk about, you know, what type of person, what type of man, what type of character you have, that is, you know, really what we should strive for in life. You know, that no matter, you know, how great of an athlete or how great of a teacher or, you know, how great of a politician we are, people should most importantly be impressed with, you know, us as people first and foremost. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm grateful for. And, you know, that people have, you know, took such a liking to me and, you know, really kind of respectfully rally behind, you know, a leader.
Excellent, Bubba. Hey, Bubba, you know, this, my podcast shares the journey of athletes across the country and recreation professionals throughout the nation. And I know you've been involved in sports just about all your life.
Yes.
Tell me how sports has affected your life.
Yeah, so, you know, sports have definitely affected me in a positive light. You know, they showed me, you know, work ethic. They showed me determination. They showed me, you know, no matter who the opponent is, not to back down. And, you know, to, you know, have sportsmanship, carry yourself with respect, integrity, to try to always, you know, do the right thing. You know, it's not easy in life if you take a loss. It's not easy in life if you're down, if you're having a bad game, you know, but to carry yourself the right way, both on the court and most importantly off the court, because you're off the court time, you know, that's 23 hours a day. You're on the court, you might be on there for less than an hour. And, you know, how are you in the classroom? How are you in the community? How are you, you know, when you're on the bench and you're out the game, you know, you fouled out or, you know, you haven't been playing well. Are you a leader that's carrying your team? Are you cheering them on? You know, are you carrying the spirit of excellence, you know, and things of that nature? And, you know, I'll share one story that I remember, you know, vividly, and this will also be in the book. And, you know, I remember I was playing recreation basketball. I would say maybe like maybe high school. I was in high school, and I remember, like, I don't know what had happened. Maybe my shot got blocked or the ball got stolen, and I was just, you know, frustrated. And, you know, I had pushed one of the kids, and I remember, like, you know, I got called out of the game, and I remember you, Hondo, you had talked to me on the bench, and, you know, you just, you know, just the way you had treated me in that moment, I respected and appreciated that, because, you know, a lot of times different programs, they might be like, you know, he can't play any longer, he has to be out of the program, or, you know, different things. And, you know, you were the type of person that, you know, you always had that humble spirit. You were always the same person day in and day out. And, you know, you allowed me to keep playing, and you just kind of, you know, talked to me and just kind of, you wanted to hear me out. What was my frustration and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, sometimes in life, we just need somebody to listen to us. And that's a powerful thing. And, you know, like, cause it probably wasn't even about the game at that moment. I was probably just frustrated and, you know, took it out on somebody that didn't deserve it. And, you know, you just allowed me to have a time of reflection, and that's important. You know, in life, we're going to make mistakes, and, you know, we're going to fall short of, you know, what God expects of us daily. But, you know, as long as we can reflect on that and take accountability and, you know, say, hey, you know, how can we move forward from that? You know, that's a great thing. And that's something that, you know, that I appreciated about, you know, your friendship and mentorship and coaching. You know, like, you were always, you know, willing to give kids opportunities, and, you know, even if they might have been, like, you know, judged or turned away from other programs, you know, you had something that was full circle, welcome to everyone, open arms.
Well, you know, Bubba, I always love working with kids, and you're a testament to that. You know, I always talk to kids about their responsibilities and taking responsibility for the choices that they made. But also, we'll try to pass on to them that everybody makes mistakes. It's just how you rebound from your mistakes. And, of course, sportsmanship is one of the things I always promoted at the Rec Study.
Right.
And continue to do today. So I thank you for those comments.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bubba, you've been honored for a lot of different things, you know, including being on the cover of certain magazines. What are some of your latest accolades that you've received?
Yes, yeah, so in December of 2022, I was honored with the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from President Joe Biden, and also received congressional recognition from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And, you know, many of those that aren't familiar with the award, it is one of the nation's highest civilian honors, and also the nation's highest volunteer service award. It's, you know, a national White House award that, you know, comes from behalf of the president. You know, it's for people that, you know, display national level of leadership and have accumulated over 4,000 hours of community service in their lifetime, which would be the equivalent of, you know, 4,000 hours is the equivalent of working a regular job for 2 years straight, 40 hours a week. And, you know, so I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, I've had some other things, you know, recently, not so much of an award, but just promotion of the book. I was on 47 ABC promoting it on their Good Morning show of Good Morning Delmarva. You know, was just talking about it. And, you know, so anyone that wants to check that out, they could see that on my social media. I'm Bubba Almany on all of my channels, or they could, you know, look up on 47 ABC's website and just search it, and they will be able to find it. Yeah, so that's kind of some of the more recent things. And, you know, something that I'm looking forward to hopefully doing as well, once the book is out and completed, you know, eventually down the road, I want to, you know, also film a documentary, you know, because, you know, not everybody, you know, watches things on TV. You know, some people are more intrigued with books, and some people are more intrigued with watching something in a film setting. So, you know, kind of just want to have both options. And, you know, really, you know, putting pen to paper is great, and, you know, having people read my story. But again, I want to, you know, you know, shine a light on it in a film sense, or getting it picked up maybe on a streaming service, something of that nature, in a documentary form, on video. So that would be great. Yes.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. You do want to promote your book before you even got it printed and published, so people are aware of it and they're ready for it. And once it's finally published. So keep publishing, keep promoting your book. And is there anything else you would like to add?
I think, you know, we covered a lot of great things, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, lastly, I would just say, you know, some words of encouragement, you know, especially to the youth or just anybody going through anything in life. And, you know, we're all going to go through, you know, different struggles in life. You know, we all have a journey and our own unique story. But, you know, what I would say is, you know, whatever your dream is in life and whatever your ambitions and aspirations are, hold on to them, protect them, and never let them go. You know, no matter what odds are stacked against you, you know, or whatever you're going through, that could actually be turned into your superpower. You know, Muhammad Ali, not many people know, unless they were really avid boxing fans or really followed his journey, is that he was dyslexic. And, you know, he became, you know, 3-time heavyweight champion of the world and, you know, kind of one of the most beloved, you know, respectfully figures of all time. And, you know, that he turned that something that people might perceive as a negative and used it as a positive, you know, and that's my encouragement. You know, just no matter what you think, you know, might not be working out for you or something that is against you, you know, no matter what, good or bad, just always thank God. And, you know, God has a way of working very mysteriously in people's life. So you never know when something could actually be used to bless you. And it's not always what is sometimes you're blessed with, but sometimes what you're saved from or doesn't work out for you as well is just as great, if not bigger, of a blessing.
All right, Bubba, before we go, I want to say another plug for our sponsor today. My 121st episode of the Hondo Handies podcast has been brought to you by Bucks' Salty Dog and Dry Dock 28. Bucks' has been located on the beach for over 25 years and Dry Dock for only 7 years. Two destinations in one location. Great place to catch all your sports action. NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, with over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. Great menu serving pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and award-winning cheeseburger. Soon to be open 7 days, but for now, Wednesday through Sunday, sometimes just on the weekends, but they have bracket busting specials for the NCAA games. A great place to host an event with in-house catering and off-location catering. Call 410-289-0973 or find them on the web at buxes.com. My guest today has been Bubba Harmony, an elite bodyguard who is now about to become an author. Thank you, Bubba.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Hondo. It's always a pleasure.
All right. It's great day. Great to have you on today.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.